In the beginning of this week's parsha, there's a funny sentence. The end of Rishon, Vaydabar Shem Moshe Bel Aaron, Vaytzavim El Bnei Yisrael, V'El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Lotzias Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. He commanded them to Bnei Yisrael, to Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And obviously, what's the commandment to Paro Melech Mitzrayim? At least it'll be Pshuto, that he should let the Jews go. What's Vaytzavim El Bnei Yisrael? What's the mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael? So there are many, many deus among the Mefarshim here and in the Midrashim. But interesting, the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah says, based on the Psukim in Yirmiyah, what's Vaytzavim Bnei Yisrael? He gave him a mitzvah, right? To Bnei Yisrael, what mitzvah did he give Bnei Yisrael? The mitzvah of Shiluch Avadim, Parsh Mishpatim, Kisek Ne'evet Evri, right? Vavadcha Sheishanim, Vashana Shviyesh Shalchenu Chavshichinam, to let the slaves go. And what's the obvious parallel? Just like it's a hekesh. He commanded Paro to let the slaves go. He also commanded Bnei Yisrael to let the slaves go as well. And the proof is that it says in the Yirmiyah Navi tells the people, this is a big issue in the days of Yirmiyah Navi, which unfortunately they didn't listen to him, and it led to the final calamity, that B'yom Otseisi Yitzchem Yitzchem, when I took you out of Yitzchem, I commanded you, after 6 years, let the slaves go. So that's the Medrash, makes a hekesh between the commandment to Paro and the commandment to Bnei Yisrael, and it fits in a pasuk in Yirmiyah. So the obvious question is, but like, what relevance is this? They are slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. They don't have slaves to let go. So like, what's the nafkamina? How is this a relevant thing to command them then? It makes a lot more sense in Parshas Mishpatim. These are the rules that you have to keep now that you're free people and you're getting your land and society and economy, etc. So here we have machlokas between the modern and even more modern achronim. The Meshech Chachma just says, Pashup Pshat. He says, we see from here that even when the Jews were slaves of Mitzrayim, some of them were higher status slaves, some of them were lower status slaves, and the more chashuv Jews enslaved, they're less chashuv Jewish brethren. So even in Mitzrayim Taka, there were Jews who were more chashuv slaves, who themselves had slaves who were Jews. And they weren't going to have Mitzri slaves if they were the oppressed people. They had other Jewish slaves, and therefore they have to let them go before they left Mitzrayim. They can't be hypocritical. Okay, that could be, but I saw a very beautiful vart, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sichas Musar, and this is, it's a theme he comes back to a number of times in Sichas Musar. He says he thinks that's Rachok. He says, the Jews of Mitzrayim, they were slaves of Chomer, Vilvenim, Vaimarus, Chayehem. You know, they didn't have slaves. They were all mamish, the lowest status possible. So rather, what was he telling them? He was telling them, someday you will be very different. Someday you'll be free. Someday you'll have your own plantations, and you'll buy your Jewish brethren as avodim. And then you should know, you have to be mishalech after 6 years, just like right now. You are very happy that Hashem is setting you free. Remember that in the future you have to be consistent and set them free as well. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks, okay, he's telling you of the future, but why right now is it the time to tell them what's going to happen 40 years from now? I don't know when they're going to start having Eved Ivri, you know, maybe when they enter Eretz Yisrael, you know, I mean, it has to be Zman Shel Yovel Nohog, you know, why is he right now telling them something that much, much later will be relevant? You know, why is it important for them to be Kabbal? Why is it important to give them that mitzvah right now? And he says, a Musafart. He says, right now, Hashem is doing a tremendous thing for them. He's taking them out of Mitzrayim. Like everything, Avdos Lachera, Rishibad, Legeula, Me'afela, Leora. He's doing this tremendous thing, taking them out of Mitzrayim. And they could say, okay, that's great, that's wonderful. Or they could say, you know what? We have to be Kabbal on ourselves something. From this, we have to take the opportunity of the chesed that Tov Hashem is doing us and learn a lesson from this of something we can implement later in our lives, even if we can't implement it today. What lesson can we implement? Right now, we're only the slaves. We're not the taskmasters. But someday things will be different, and we're mekabeling ourselves right now. By Tzavim in Yisrael, before we leave Mitzrayim, we're saying, you know, if Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, we're going to internalize that. We're going to say, just like we were happy to be freed and we appreciated our freedom when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem was very nice and he took us out of Mitzrayim even though he didn't have to. Likewise, even one day when I have an Eved and we see from, say, for Yirmiyah, how hard the how strong the Yitzhar was. And it's hard for me to give him up for free, but I'll remember this. And I will look back on that moment of inspiration that I had, and you see us Mitzrayim, and I'll say, you know what? When I left Mitzrayim, I was mekabel this on myself. I'm going to live up to it now. when it comes time and the Navi tells you, we know it failed anyway, right? When it comes time and the Navi tells you, most people fail that, it's very hard to listen. But right now, in a moment of inspiration, when I see Hashem's chesed, I'm going to count myself to be better from now on. And maybe that will stick with me and that will give me enough strength and enough chizuk that I can really live up to it. And it says, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levi says very, very pashut, we all sort of know the Musar, right? Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Taniyos, etc. When we're in trouble, when Hashem does bad things to us and he punishes us, etc., we have to be mekabel on ourselves. Okay, now, I really have to be better, etc., etc. Says, no, in all times, when Hashem does something wonderful to you, when things are great, when things are wonderful, usually you think when Hashem gives us a patch, we have to do cheshbon ha-nefesh. Okay, when Hashem doesn't give us a patch, when Hashem gives us a tremendous reward, when Hashem gives us everything we ask for, we also have to do a big chesed and nefesh. How can I take this great thing Hashem did for me and pay back, as it were, and learn something and become myself to be a better person because of this, to be shomer, to strive, to be more ambitious, to be more ruchniistic because of this? What in this specific thing, just like when Hashem chas v'shalom lo leinu did something bad to us, saying, what can I find a remez in here to what cheshbon and nefesh and what I have to fix? When Hashem does good things to us, what can I find a remez of inspiration? What, not that I have to fix, what I have to become myself to be better about, what chizik I can take from here for the rest of my life, even if, even if it's something that I don't need to fix now. Now they didn't need to fix. They could become themselves to be a little better. They could become themselves to do things, not that they were doing wrong, wasn't Hechatimsa. Can also have to be greater from now on. And that's ultimately maybe by Tzavim or Bnei Israel, the Tzivoy was Shiluach HaVadim, even if you're not doing anything wrong, even if there's nothing wrong with you, and even if Hashem's doing something great, it must be a Tova on you, that's also just as much Musar. As a matter of fact, we'd rather get the Musar before we do something wrong, and when Hashem does something good for us, instead of waiting to do it wrong, and then Hashem will have to teach us the hard way. Instead of waiting for the hard way, when things are going well, when things are working well for you, say, what's the musar in this for me? What is Hashem doing a chesed for me? And what does that mean I have to do to live up to that? And what can I be mekabel myself to be a better person? And Emir Hashem, that not only Chaim Shmuel Levitz, he's very into this, says, in every situation, you have to figure out how to use that to become better, how to use that to improve yourself. But specifically, when Hashem gives us the good things, we should think about, what's the Shiluach HaVadim there? What can I call myself to live up to this and to appreciate what Hashem's doing to become a better person through it? And then Emir Hashem, hopefully we won't have to learn the hard way if we take the Musar from the easy way. Shabbat Shalom.